You're not sick anymore.
Woodward is never too sick to play. Even when I'm big and old and gray like you, I'll still have energy to play.
No, you called me old. And since I'm old, I can't play. Sorry, find new friends. Bye. Hoodhood doesn't wear a jersey. Hoodhood only wants to drink cold milkshake from the fridge at iftar time. Hoodhood only wants to play the entire day, even if he's fasting and has no energy left. But I bet you're gonna tell me. Enlighten us. How did Hood Hood get sick?
Give up. So easy, man. How did Hood Hood get sick? Hood Hood flew.
Hood Hood flew? Huh?
Hood Hood flew. It's a fun jacket.
Oh, Hood Hood had the flu, and the other flu mean fly. I see. Ah, you're clever, hey? Yes, very clever, mashallah. So are you going to fast today, dear Hood Hood?
Yeah, of course. I feel so bad because I must have fast and I was so sick I couldn't even go to the masjid to make iftar and to see my friends. I was so sick I couldn't even read Quran and Salah because I was vomiting and I had fever the whole day.
Aw, shame. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete shifa and speedy recovery.
Ameen. You know, it's really bad to be sick. I almost vomited my lungs and my kidneys out. I was so dizzy, I almost fell in the toilet. And you know all the green, gooey, goblin stuff that came out from inside my nose.
Oh, gross, Hood Hood. We don't need to know that.
But now, I'm better. Alhamdulillah. I feel so much better. Now, I can fast again. I can go to school and madrasa and masjid and play. All my friends were playing so little. I must out. Now, I have to catch up with playing.
And what about catching up all the salah you missed? And catching up the Taraweeh you missed? And catching up on the fast you missed out on? What about catching up on all the good deeds that you missed out on while you were ill? Didn't you stop to think about that? Little Hood Hood and butterflies, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take benefit of five before five, your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your preoccupation, and your life before your death. So, butterflies, there's just the last few days left in the month of Ramadan. Are you going to catch up with as many good deeds as you can? I hope so, inshallah.